Cultural Drifter, aka Joey, and this is our very first episode. I guess my very first episode. Probably be doing some other podcasts with my wife and other folks, I'm sure, as we progress through this journey. But episode one, I'm not going to take too much time on this. So first off, random thought for the week. We were driving along with on some errands, me and my wife, and I noticed the post office, the USPS, United States Postal Service, the truck filling up at the gas station, and I made the comment, man, I haven't seen them use anything. That's the only truck I've ever seen them use since I can remember. And my wife agreed. And when we looked up some information, because I'm like that, the crazy thing is they're changing them. They're going to change the USPS trucks, the ones that we've all known. They're changing it. As a matter of fact, this month, September 2017, there's six companies that are going to be making 50 prototypes, and they're about to go on a six-month test, trial run. And so in 2018, we'll have the making, the starting of the new trucks for the Postal Service coming out. So that'll be interesting. More details on that on the blog. The other thing I wanted to mention is about the SoundCloud. So putting some music up on SoundCloud. It's going to be on a different channel than the podcast. But one of the first songs I wanted to talk about was what's now known as Ring Ding-a-Ling. The original title of the track is Just Got Off. The story behind it. So now, a little story time with Cultural Drifter. So this is back going to back my college days, my freshman year at Ohio University. I'm sitting in the common area of my dorm on the same floor as my dorm room, and I'm playing my guitar, just hanging out, doing what I do. My buddy John comes running out of his room straight towards me, and with a real serious look on his face, just, dude, I had the worst sexual experience of my life. And I was like, oh no, what happened? And he's like, I just got off really fast. Oh crap, like 2 seconds fast or 2 minutes fast? He was like, 2 minutes fast. I was like, not good, buddy. And right then he just grabbed the guitar out of my hand. And he doesn't know how to play, but he's there, and he's, I got off really fast, just strumming along. And that's when I decided right then and there that Just Got Off had to be written. And approximately 15 minutes later, we had it written down, ready to go. We did record a version of it the very next day, and where that recording went, I have no idea. John might still have it, but that song became a theme of sorts with our little clique that we had going on, and everyone called it the Ring Ding-a-Ling song. So one evening, that song actually got us out of a ticket. We were all out. It was like a Thursday night, and we were drinking and smoking. And being very loud on a Thursday night at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and we were singing songs, and we see a flashlight come up onto the patio, or, you know, in front of the patio. And very quickly, one of the guys jumps in front of the bong to hide it from the cop. And the officer walks up to the patio and acknowledges that he's like, he sounds pretty good up here, fellas, but it's, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday. So I'm going to have to ask you to stop now. I'm going to give you the opportunity to play one more song. And if I like it, I'll let you off with a warning. But if I don't, I'm going to give you a ticket. And so that's when the group of guys turned and looked at me, and they all just, ring ding-a-ling, Joey. Ring ding-a-ling. I refused at first because it's a super inappropriate song, which we'll get to here in a second. I'm going to play it for you. But I played it, and the cop loved it. So we did get away with just a warning that night, thanks to the good old Ring-Ding-a-Ling song. And you would think that would be the end of it. However, about 7 years later, I get a message on Facebook from one of the gentlemen that was partaking in the festivities of that night with the officer, Corey. And he he reached out and saying that they were talking about that one night, and boy, wouldn't it be great if we had that again to listen to. So in a drunken stupor, I put that up on YouTube a few years back. That video is still up there. You can I'll link to it in the blog. So I recorded that and posted up there for Corey. And so it was up there for a few years. And then actually earlier this year, I want to say it was this year, may have been last year, I don't know, within the last year or two, I got another message from Corey saying that it got brought up again, the song, and this time they went on YouTube to watch the video, and they were singing along with, and someone had a guitar around the bonfire, and they learned how to play it. And so the song lives on, and unfortunately, it's probably the one thing that people still remember from my college days, which is... You know, I'll take what I can get. I wish it was something a little classier. Yeah, I think classy is probably the appropriate word that I want to use on that. But, you know, it is what it is. So without further ado, I'll play for you here the studio version of Ring-Ding-a-Ling, as it is now going to be called. So I hope you enjoy.
Just got tough, incredibly fast. Don't know what's wrong with me. Why can't I last? I try to think about other things, but no matter how hard I try, my ring-a-ling ding just goes off, counting the seconds. It's all I do, 'cause when the seconds run out, I come inside of you. Oh. I asked my friends just what to do. They said don't worry about it, just spread that goo. Just kidding, they tend to laugh, I tend to cry. I just wanna be like every other guy. Oh, oh, oh. Sha-la-la-la, ring-ding-a-ling. My dad, just what to do? He gave me an evil bed stare. What's wrong with you? I'll ask my sister. Oh, wait a sec, no. Look there across the street, a hooker I know. She says it's still $5, $5 a skew. But I only have a 10, looks like I'm getting 2. My practice, it's on to the test. Feeling quite nervous now, I'll give my best. So now we're naked, she's climbing on top. Oh god, it feels so good, I think I'm gonna pop. Looks like I just got off again. Whoa, whoa, sha la la. Ring-ding-a-ling. So now I sit here all day and all night, and I've been jerking myself. Whoa, look at the time. Now I've been going for 3 hours strong. I did not think that I could last this long. Looks like I got my game again. Whoa, whoa. Sha-la-la-la, ring-ding-a-ling, whoa.
Yes, I know. It's awful. It's a really horrible song with very inappropriate lyrics. But it's my song, and I love it. So hopefully you enjoyed that, as embarrassing as that song is. Now, the last thing I want to leave you with is you talk a little bit, very briefly, about some new shows that I started watching, that we're going to see how they go. One of them is The Orville. Started watching The Orville, which is Seth MacFarlane's new show. And I got, you know, it is a straight-up Star Trek ripoff, but I love it. I like the humor in it. I think it's awesome to see Seth MacFarlane's face instead of just hearing his many, many voices. And then the red-haired guy that's on there, that plays his best friend, that's the voice of Steve from American Dad. So it's really good to see those voice actors get their faces put up on the screen. So I'm really enjoying it. It's a nice, light, half-hour show that I'm enjoying. The other one that I started watching was The Deuce, which is an HBO show. And boy, are there a lot of penises in that show. I'll tell you what, they don't hold back. We're going to see. I'm going to watch the second episode shortly. It's an HBO drama, you know what I mean? Gritty, real, and James Franco and Maggie Gyllenhaal are absolutely delightful in the show as far as their acting is concerned. James Franco actually plays two different people. He plays twins, and there's a scene in the pilot where he's talking to himself and just... They're really great on the effects, really great on the acting. So we'll see. It's a heavy-hitting show, though, so it hits it kind of hard. So we'll see if I'm going to be able to make it through this whole thing. But so far, so good with that. And then the other thing that I'm really excited about is the starting of the season 2 of The Good Place. So we'll get started on that and let you know how that's going. And that's I think that's going to be it for this first episode of the Cultural Drifter podcast. More to come. Make sure that you check out the blog, culturaldrifter.weebly.com. You can go to Facebook, check out the Facebook page. It's at Cultural Drifter Podcast. And the SoundCloud for the... if you go to SoundCloud and just look up Cultural Drifter on the search, anything that I'm associated with, I hashtag with Cultural Drifter. So whether it be the Found Sound Music stuff or the podcast, that's going to be the best way to find all the content that you're looking for. So with that, I bid you adieu, and I will see you next time on the Cultural Drifter podcast. Keep on drifting.